This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. A Missouri House committee plans to review the effectiveness of the state's job creation incentives. State Representative Jay Barnes says his committee will look into the Missouri Quality Jobs Program and other economic development tax credits when the legislature convenes in January. Barnes is a Republican from Jefferson City and chairman of the House Committee on Government Oversight and Accountability. Tax credits have been a persistent topic of discussion at the Missouri Capitol. During the 2012 budget year, the state waived $629 million of revenue because of tax credits. That was up about 20% from 2010. A special tax credit review commission, appointed by Governor Jay Nixon, is to meet Wednesday at the Capitol, but Barnes said that panel includes no current members of the legislature. Missouri lawmakers face a busy day at the Capitol before they decide this week whether to override any of Governor Jay Nixon's vetoes of bills approved this year. Legislative committees scheduled meetings today on topics as diverse as pre-need funeral trusts, the state's criminal code, and the effect of the drought on farmers. The House and Senate convene their annual veto session Wednesday. Legislative committees often hold meetings the week of the session. A Cole County judge has upheld a ballot summary prepared by Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan for a proposed constitutional amendment that would expand the governor's role in appointing state Supreme Court judges. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The ballot language for Amendment 3 asks in part if the governor should have more authority to, quote, appoint a majority of the commission that selects these court nominees and to, quote, appoint all lawyers to the commission. A lawsuit was filed against Carnahan in July that claimed the language she chose was unfair and sought to obscure the measure's true meaning. In his ruling, Circuit Judge John Beadham said that Carnahan's summary was sufficient and fair, although it did not include all details or possible outcomes should it pass. Carnahan lost a similar suit last month over the language used in a health insurance ballot question. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
This year's drought is beginning to take a toll on buildings' foundations. Heather Bain's home in Moberly has been affected by the drought. Her home is in need of foundation repairs. After the lack of rain, the clay is shrinking, leaving her drywall cracking, her doors sticking, and the trim no longer meets the floor.
Your house is a big investment, and to me, that investment will come back out. You know, you don't want that problem to be there if you try to sell your house or anything like that. This way, it's fixed.
According to a Moberly Foundation repair company, the average cost for settlement repairs is between $4,000 and $7,000. Bain has not repaired her foundation yet, but says she is looking into it. Survivors of an elderly Columbia couple who died in a natural gas explosion 4 years ago have settled a wrongful death lawsuit against Ameren, Missouri. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Boone County court officials were told of the settlement Monday, one day before the case was set to go to trial. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.